James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
A new attack on the First Amendment has been unleashed by the left, and it could become law.
I think the Equality Act is an atom bomb to decimate religious freedom in America. I think you'll see, if it were to ever pass, you will see a direct attack against the church.
We will investigate this new threat to Christians and conservatives in America and give you an opportunity to do something about it on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. It is becoming increasingly evident that the left, driven by the LGBTQ lobby, has religious liberty and free speech in a chokehold. In March, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the so-called Equality Act, one of the greatest threats to First Amendment freedoms ever considered. On today's program, you'll see what you can do to fight back, and you will discover how false notions of tolerance are being used to rationalize severe intolerance of those holding biblical viewpoints. We begin with the Equality Act passed by Congress. Who can be against equality? We all believe in equality and in real fairness. But is that what the so-called Equality Act is all about? Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb has more.
America was essentially created by Christians seeking religious freedom to worship without the state interfering. Even the first freedom in the First Amendment enshrined religious freedom. But today, critics note, that freedom is at risk.
The Equality Act, of which you are a vocal supporter, that has now come out of the House of Representatives, is a radical piece of legislation that, among other things, explicitly repeals significant aspects of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act to take away our religious liberties.
I think the Equality Act is an atom bomb to decimate religious freedom in America. I think you will see, if it were to ever pass, you will see a direct attack against the church.
On February 25th, 2021, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the so-called Equality Act with a vote of 224 to 206.
The Equality Act is federal legislation that would change the 1964 Civil Rights Act, which was intended to protect against racial discrimination. It would add sexual orientation and gender identity as protected classes.
Critics note there's a high cost when we enact laws that abandon God's design and embrace the radical ideas behind sexual orientation and gender laws.
Now, it's a very misleading name because instead of creating equality, it would actually create inequality because it would establish the sexual ideology as a state orthodoxy, and it would lead to the punishment of people who disagree with this politically correct idea of same-sex marriage and gender identity ideology. And that's why we've seen with similar laws in the states that people have been punished, people like Jack Phillips, the baker in Colorado, Baronelle Stutzman, the florist in Seattle.
As a follower of Jesus Christ, I believe that the Bible teaches that a wedding marriage is between a man and a woman. While I would gladly serve them anything else, I couldn't create a cake, in this case, create a cake that would imply my participation in that.
And the judge basically told me that I can have my faith, but I can't practice it. So he basically told me I had to live my faith within the four walls of the church, which isn't going to happen because Christ is my life.
Clearly, in addition to the right of conscience, our God-given rights of free speech and the free exercise of religion are threatened by this radical legislation.
During the hearings in the House of Representatives, there were numerous amendments offered to try to protect religious freedom in America, to allow the church to continue to do its job and to do its business, and they were consistently defeated by the left majority on the House committee because they understand that religious freedom cannot be tolerated if things like the Equality Act are going to be passed.
the very first right mentioned in the very first amendment to the Constitution, in the very first amendment of the Bill of Rights, is your right to practice your faith the way you see fit. And they put in their legislation, no, you can't.
The sexual orientation and gender identity laws are really laws that are on a collision course with religious freedom. When you see these things advancing, many of the proponents of these laws understand that religious freedom is on a collision course. There are two trains on one set of tracks going toward each other. And so the advancement of these SOGI laws come at the expense of religious freedom. They are mutually exclusive.
And another consequence, I think, for parents to particularly pay attention to is the potential for the imposition of sexual orientation and gender identity curriculum in public schools throughout the country. So after the 1964 Civil Rights Act was passed, courts began to implement Black history curriculum to remedy past discrimination. If we begin to treat sexual orientation and gender identity the same way that we treat race, courts could begin to impose this kind of sexual orientation and gender identity curriculum on schools that is already being objected to by parents in multiple states.
They're really coming after Christians who hold to a biblical worldview on the family, because there is just a certain contingent that wants to say your family is what you can create, maybe with your same-sex partner, maybe with your same-sex wife or your same-sex husband, and they can adopt children. And as we see more of these cultural changes taking place through legislation like the Equality Act, especially if it passes all the way through Congress and is signed into law, that's going to be a game changer for the church. And we are just going to have to go back to the basics and say, God taught us what is real. We just can't move away from that. What I always say to Christians is, you know what is true. Stay the course.
Civil rights are based on immutable characteristics like skin color, ethnicity, place of origin, things you can't change, and religion, because that's in the Constitution. When you add behavior-based characteristics, you open the door wide to all sorts of claims. The Equality Act would essentially criminalize Christianity. In effect, it says if you don't accept the brave new world that we're constructing, in which you have to say a man is really a woman, that two men are a marriage, that children should be taught homosexual techniques, if you resist any of that, we're going to charge you under the civil rights laws. And you can lose your job, you can be fined, you can eventually go to jail just for trying to tell the truth about human behavior. A number of experts in the legal world have looked at this and said this is totalitarianism, pure and simple. It criminalizes beliefs of millions of people in this country. And you know, it doesn't do the people who are caught up in homosexuality and gender identity dysphoria any favors by encouraging them to remain in behavior that God says is sinful and unhealthy. Compassion tells us if somebody's running toward the edge of a building, you say, stop, please don't go over the edge. That's not hateful, that's not bigoted, that's compassion. And if the Equality Act passes, if the Supreme Court rules that gender identity and sexual orientation belong in civil rights law, we'll be in a situation where if we're standing at the edge of that building and saying no, we'll be hauled away in handcuffs for being bigots. It's that simple and that scary.
I love my wet shoes.
Another concern of the so-called Equality Act is that it would codify in law complete protections for a man claiming to be a woman or vice versa.
Human beings are two sexes, and you either got the chromosomes of a male or the chromosomes of a female, and to deny that is to deny basic reality. And to put people who have what used to be called and should be called gender dysphoria under a protected class, and to say that if you discriminate, if you say no, that you're not a different sex than you were born, that you are discriminating, and we're going to open up all the restrooms and all the other facilities to be in a protected status for this, it's insanity. It's legal insanity.
Our sincere hope is that the senators of both parties would recognize the serious threat that this poses to religious liberty, and frankly, the fact that it is likely unconstitutional. The fact that the legislature would be trying to infringe upon the free exercise rights of people of all faiths, not just evangelical Christians, but Catholics, Muslims, Buddhists, The fact that they would be told that they cannot follow the clear teachings of their faith and the dictates of their conscience, but instead would have to capitulate, to knuckle under what the current fads are in relation to sexual orientation and gender identity. It's really deeply troubling and discouraging to see that even some conservative Republican lawmakers were co-opted by these arguments in the House vote.
This piece of legislation would single-handedly tax every church out of existence. It would shut down Christian schools who don't want to go along with teaching about homosexuality or transgenderism. These are real consequences to this type of legislation, and we should be fighting it and at least educating Americans about all of the consequences tied to it.
As you've just seen, the so-called Equality Act is an attack on our constitutional freedoms. And your senators need to hear from you on this so that they can stop it in its tracks before it becomes law under the Biden administration. We have put together a petition to your senators calling upon them to oppose this harmful and dangerous legislation. But we must act now. It has already passed the House of Representatives, and President Biden will certainly sign it into law if it reaches his desk. Call, write, or visit us on the web at the information on the screen right away to receive your petition. Please sign it and send it back to us as soon as possible before it's too late. Call, write, or go online to get yours. The Equality Act is the latest iteration of the left's attack on freedom of speech and freedom of religion. But the logic has been in place for decades, wrapped in euphemistic language designed to cover up what it really is. The modern concept of tolerance, like the so-called Equality Act, has been an Orwellian cloak for all sorts of acts of intolerance and repression. Dr. D. James Kennedy saw this clearly as he answers the question, will free speech be tolerated?
There are three kinds of tolerance. First, there is legal tolerance, which means that legally in this nation, we tolerate all religion or none. In America, anyone can hold any religion he wants or none at all, and he can proclaim it from the highest rooftop or from the highest radio tower. That is legal toleration. It is not illegal to be of any religious persuasion in this country. Dear friends, that is not true in all of the nations of this world. It is illegal in Saudi Arabia to worship any other god but Allah. There is persecution and oppression in numerous countries for worshiping other gods. No, the matter of legal toleration is an incomparably valuable treasure that we have in this nation. That as far as institutions are concerned, that the government has no power to enforce anybody's participation in any religion or in no religion, and that we would always want to fight for. Secondly, there is social tolerance, which means, as it has always meant in America, putting up with ideas that we don't agree with. And certainly every American citizen for several hundreds of years has realized that. And certainly Christians ought to endorse that more than average. We should not only put up with error in other people's views, we should do it graciously, and we should do it lovingly, and we should do it kindly. We are to love even our enemies, even if they are hostile. We are to love them. And we're not to shout or scream or curse or do any of the things that some people do when they hear something that they don't like. So there's legal tolerance and social tolerance. Thirdly, there is intellectual tolerance. And this is a new idea. It's only just being developed in this country. It is totally foreign to historical America. And the idea there is that we are not only to accept other persons, but we are to accept every other view, whether it is intellectual or moral, as being equally true with every other view. That's all part of moral relativism. And therefore, we're not only, as they're pushing now in our colleges, to accept them as true, but we are to encourage each of them equally. And the idea that we would accept one religion more than another is totally unacceptable to the people who insist on political correctness today. But political correctness, which really, I guess, got going about 15 years ago, and I remember when I first heard about it, that on our campuses they were trying to force students to accept every view as equally right. I thought, that is the most ridiculous and absurd thing I've ever heard of in my life. Surely, in a year or two, that will disappear. Well, my friends, exactly the opposite has happened. In the last decade or more, it has become more and more entrenched and stronger, and it has been elevated to a new level. It's called hate crimes. Since hate is an attitude of the heart, it may manifest itself in deeds, or in words, or in thought. Now, does that remind you of any book? How about a very famous book by a man named George Orwell, entitled 1984? And in that Orwellian utopia, you had something called thought police. Remember that? You think it couldn't happen? My friends, it has already happened. In countries like the Soviet Union in the past, China today, and other countries, words or thoughts can be enough to have you thrown in prison. If you were to go to Saudi Arabia and criticize the Quran, their Bible, that is a hate speech crime. Now, do you ever hear the Bible criticized in America? Of course, many times. But you wouldn't do it in Saudi Arabia. Let's take that back. You wouldn't do it twice. Because you see, it is a capital crime. Not only that, the state urges the populace to execute the sentence on the spot where the crime has just occurred. That's where hate crimes can and have and are leading to in certain parts of our world today. And I think the American people are being led by the nose by certain intellectual elites who step by step are passing things where they have their long-range agenda very clearly worked out in their minds. Christianity, of course, does not believe in that sort of thing. In America, we believe in free speech. We have something else that has arisen in recent years. A new right has been discovered. Happily, it hasn't reached the Supreme Court yet to receive the imprimatur of our government, but it is claimed as a right. I'm sure that many of you have heard it. And that is the right not to be offended. You offend me. That offends me. I don't like that. That is an offense to me. You see, I have a right not to be offended. Oh, really? Where did that right come from? If somebody were to say that to me, I think I would say to him, my friend, this, in case you hadn't noticed, is America. There are countries where such a right as that exists. China, former Soviet Union, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, where those people, at least the Muslim part of the population, claim and have that legal right not to be offended. Should you say anything about Mohammed or anything about the Quran or anything about Islam that offends their sensibilities, you are a criminal. And in some cases, you are guilty of a capital crime. But not in America. At least not yet.
As Dr. Kennedy pointed out, the made-up right to not be offended is now overtaking the actual constitutional right to free speech and free exercise of religion. Heavy-handed punishments are handed down to those whose biblical conscience precludes them from participating in same-sex weddings or who refuse to use false pronouns to contradict God's creation. The falsely named Equality Act wants to enshrine this rigidly enforced political correctness into law, meting out punishments to Christian schools who expect their teachers to adhere to biblical morality. It wants to take body-altering, permanent decisions on a child's gender identity out of the hands of parents and place it in the hands of leftist ideologues. This so-called Equality Act has already been passed by Nancy Pelosi's House of Representatives, so we need to take action now. Sign a petition to your two senators calling upon them to defeat this terrible legislation in the U.S. Senate, where it can still be stopped. Contact us right away to get your petitions, sign them, and then return them to us as quickly as possible so that we can all speak with one voice while there is still time. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. If you're also able to include a generous donation to help us continue standing for truth and defending your freedom, we will thank you by sending you the book, Confronting Lies and Hate, Responding with Truth and Grace, by longtime Christian journalist and friend of this ministry, Robert Knight. It analyzes the different ways in which this charge of hate has been lodged against Christians and provides biblical, faithful answers for refuting them. And if you're able to give a generous donation of $40 or more, we will send you the book plus our special DVD program, The Age of Gender Confusion. This program clears away the fog of lies and misinformation that are running rampant about gender in our culture. It sheds biblical light on this confusing and constantly morphing subject. That's the helpful book, Confronting Lies and Hate, by Robert Knight, which helps you answer typical charges against Christians on these issues, as our thanks for your generous ministry gift to this viewer-supported outreach. And the book plus the DVD special program, The Age of Gender Confusion, as our thanks for your generous gift of $40 or more. And whatever you do, make sure to contact us to receive your petitions to your two U.S. senators, calling upon them to stand for constitutional freedoms and defeat the odious and misleadingly named Equality Act. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. In these confusing times, it can be difficult for Christians to navigate through the fog and maintaining biblical fidelity. But it's absolutely critical that we be able to properly see what's happening around us through a biblical lens. Recently, the Biden administration nominated Dr. Rachel Levine to be the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services. Rachel Levine was Richard Levine for the first 54 years of his life. Today, merely pointing that out and using the word he are virtually thought crimes. Of course, as Christians, we should all have compassion for someone so deeply confused, as well as for his ex-wife and children who have lived through his coming out as transgendered. But are we allowed to ask whether he can properly serve the public as a physician in a cabinet office? Christian theologian Carl Truman has noted, quote, "Trans ideology involves a fundamental philosophical commitment to the idea that people can be born in the wrong bodies. It's not a scientific statement, but a metaphysical claim about reality and identity that is acutely relevant to the medical profession," unquote. And sure enough, that's exactly what Dr. Levine is committed to. He was directly asked two crucial questions by Senator Rand Paul. "Do you believe that minors are capable of making such a life-changing decision as changing one's sex? And do you support the government's intervening to override the parent's consent to give a child puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and/or amputation surgery of breasts and genitalia?" Dr. Levine refused to directly answer the questions, instead responding with palaver about how such medical issues are complex and difficult. Well, that tells you everything you need to know about the radical ideology at the center of his lifestyle. Male and female are not categories we get to decide for ourselves. They are not fluid, and they are not essentially social constructions, which is why Rachel Levine is still a he, no matter his preference. The very first chapter of the entire Bible is clear. "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them." And as Christians, we must oppose those who would criminalize saying so. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for being with us. And here's a look at the next Truths That Transform.
The misnamed Equality Act is one of the scariest pieces of legislation ever envisioned by Congress.
That's next week. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.